Well, when we asked him to be the honor and speak today about Nellie, my first thoughts were, how do you explain Nellie Rose Helton? You already heard from Lori about her love of family and encouraged her love of community and her unique abilities. Some of my memories of Nellie, or Nell May as she was fondly called, start very early on. Susie, Nellie's niece, and I would walk over to Rose House to have Quebec coffee. And get her advice on life. Nellie would always welcome us and share her wisdom and tell us how to behave. We didn't always do that. You see, Nellie was a straight shooter and would tell you exactly what was on her mind. After the loss of her beloved Louis and the loss of my beloved mother, my dad and Nellie got together. Lindy likes to tell the story of my dad asking and telling him that he wanted to marry his mom. Overjoyed, Lindy even offered to pay him $5 a month to take his mom. At the wedding, as Lindy was walking his mother down the aisle of FPH, he got to the end and was waiting for my dad to walk down the stairs to go get Nellie. After what seemed an uncomfortable time had passed, and my dad was not coming down the stairs, he whispered to his mother, "What's going on?" And she whispered back, "He's waiting with $5. Then he started digging in his pockets and couldn't find the $5, at which point my dad said, "It's okay, you can owe me." And so it began. Humor always played a very big part of their life. They did get married and became what is known as snowbirds, living in two different cities, Palm Springs and Seattle, and loving every minute of it. Inviting what seemed like most of the Sephardic community to join them in Palm Springs. They truly enjoyed each other's company and wanted others to join them and the enjoyment that they felt. Nellie took excellent care of my dad and it was reciprocated. She stayed by his side throughout his illnesses and was dedicated to keeping him by her side. They were in tune with one another and it was a successful chapter in both of their lives. As we move forward, we have lost a woman of integrity, a mother, a grandmother, an auntie, a devoted wife, and a beloved member of our community. We learn from the pillars we have been fortunate enough to know in our lives, a generation leaving us much too quickly. Rest in peace, Nellie. You were so much to me.